Our first guest is the president and CEO of Neosystems, Michael Tinsley. That's president and CEO of Neosystems, Michael Tinsley. Welcome, Michael, to the Leader Spot.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, Neosystems was named on Washington Business Journal's Fast 50. You're located in Vienna, Virginia. It's a managed services provider that delivers comprehensive on-site business accounting services to government contractors.
Yes, that's right.
So explain better what you do.
Well, in layman's terms, what that all means really is that our clients elect to outsource their accounting needs to us. And even though they're outsourcing to us, however, we actually do the work at the client site. So we put together an accounting staff of one or more people, depending upon the size of the company, and we set up the accounting applications, software applications that are needed to perform the accounting for that client. They run back at our data center. And then we send the accountants out to the client site, and they do the client's day-to-day accounting and integrate with their operations just as if they had an internal accounting staff, just as the internal accounting staff would.
So your business proposition is that you save costs.
Yes, absolutely. By leveraging the technology, we're running all those applications in one data center. So we're able to leverage not only the cost of the application itself, but the attendant IT expenses. If a company were to purchase those products on their own, of course, they'd have to buy the products. Then they would also have to buy the infrastructure, you know, the IT-related equipment to run the products on. They'd also have to hire IT staff to take care of the infrastructure itself. So by doing it this way and leveraging that cost across a number of companies, it works out to save everybody involved money.
You just secured $5 million in financing to expand your services, and you're planning to utilize this money to customize software products for clients.
Yes. We have purchased in some new software applications that we're going to be bringing to our customer base. Previously, we were concentrating primarily on the accounting system itself, but there are other peripheral systems that are helpful to small businesses as well. We've invested in a dashboard technology so that we can bring critical information to our CEOs and COOs so they can have it at their fingertips. There's an application that we've purchased, a document management system that will interface with the accounting system, so it will document enable all of the accounting transactions that we perform. So this application actually interfaces with the Deltek accounting system that we use for our GovCon clients. It's difficult to say. We've also invested in a contract management software tool so that we can automate the creation and management of our clients' contracts as well. So that's primarily what we're going to be using the new funding for.
And you were named on, Neosystems was named on Washington Business Journal's Fast 50. You had an average annual compounded revenue growth of 56% from 2005 to 2007, and your 07 revenues were $10.8 million. So why do you think, what decisions have you made that are allowing you to grow when, you know, currently it's a pretty turbulent market out there?
Yeah, that's true. I think that's a combination of two things. Number one, we're simply delivering value to our clients. Every client has to take care of the accounting needs of their company in one fashion or another. That's just a necessity of doing business. So when you're able to find a solution to that that saves you money, then that's of great value to the client. So that's the number one reason why I think we've been able to grow. The other reason is that we happen to be concentrating right now in an industry space with regards to concentrating in government contracting firms, where there has been growth even in a down economy. The government, you know, with coming out with the stimulus package to help stimulate the economy, a fair amount of that spending will actually find its way into the economy through government contracting firms. So this happens to be a good space in order to take advantage of that spending that will be coming out.
And how do you think, what decisions are you making that allows you to maintain profitability right now?
Well, it's really finding key people. A critical part of delivering any service, but particularly for us, because the service is very technically oriented. There are special rules that you have to follow from the accounting perspective if you're going to be doing business with the federal government. So within your accounting function, you have to make sure that you have knowledgeable personnel performing that function, or you're going to find yourself on the wrong side of a government audit. So we have invested heavily in the people that we bring into our firm. So we pay a lot of attention to recruiting. We pay a lot of attention to ongoing training so that we can make sure that our employees continually have that edge. And as a result of that, they're able to do a good job for our clients. And that, in turn, has really allowed us to maintain profitability.
And you founded Neosystems in 2000.
Yes.
But you had been in this sector for 20 years before that.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So what was the thought behind, hey, I want to start my own company now?
Well, that was a combination of things, but all of them actually related back to the experience that I had in the government contracting community, really as an employee of government contractors. But I've always been, I'm a CPA by trade, so I've always been involved in the financial accounting end of things. And as you said, been involved in the government contracting community for 20 years. And in that role, you know, I started out as an accounting manager and progressed to a controller and then a CFO. So one of the things that I would always have to do when I did begin working with a new company is to set them up on an accounting system that was designed to deal with all the government accounting regulations. During that same span of time, the internet came along. And so I realized that instead of every company reinventing the wheel and building all this technology for themselves, that I could build that once in a superlative way and then leverage that across a number of different companies and achieve a lower price point for the companies that used the service. So that was really one of the reasons behind the genesis of why I started Neosystems. The other is that as I did progress from various levels, accounting manager to CFO, the effectiveness of the accounting function that I was in charge of was always affected by, number one, the people that I was able to bring into the company. Number two, by the software tools that the company could afford to invest in. So those two things really affected how effective I could be at my job. So I saw that in delivering the accounting service in this way, where I would invest in basically the very best tools that are on the market, that I could be much more effective at the accounting service itself. So those are the two primary reasons that I created Neosystems.
And so you kind of are actually answering my next question, which is what's your overall leadership philosophy? And part of that is you were an employee and you wanted to give employees what you needed as an employee.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a part of the leadership I think that I bring to my own company is, you know, I grew up, if you will, doing what my employees do now. So I know what they're doing on a daily basis. I can relate to it. I also know that as you were trying to do that kind of role as an employee of a company, as I said before, you're really dependent upon how much budget that company can give you in terms of what tools you can use and therefore how effective you are at your job. But all of us, or at least the vast majority of us in this profession, really want to do a good, outstanding job. And by doing it this way, you know, I allow those employees to work with the very best tools that are on the market. So they get experience with all that tool set. They get to make a very positive impact upon the clients that they work for. So there's a lot of personal satisfaction that they get as a result of that as well.
Excellent. And you have a bachelor's degree from Murray State University, and you said before you were CPA.
Yes.
Did you, when you were younger, was this what you wanted to do?
Accounting is what I wanted to do, yes. I'm one of those few people who had the luxury of deciding early on what they wanted to do as their career path. So way back in high school when I first got exposed to accounting, I really liked it and quickly saw that that could be a career path for myself. And so I've stuck with it since that time.
Excellent. And tell me a little bit about, we got into a little bit about kind of, you know, how you're able to maintain this in the current economic climate. But give us some advice. There's a lot of small business owners out there who are trying to maneuver right now. In the area of accounting, is there some advice you could just give them? Here's how to do this better. I mean, other than purchasing your services, right? Which that should be your first answer, right? Yeah. But this, what's your second answer?
Right. Well, the second answer is that you need to take, as a business owner, you may not have any background in accounting at all. I mean, that's very common. But you need to avail yourself of enough understanding of what goes on in the accounting function so that you are capable of understanding a financial statement that represents how well or how bad your company is doing. Because if you're looking at a balance sheet or an income statement or a cash flow statement, and that is Greek to you, then you're missing out on a lot of information that you really need to use to manage your company. So I think that would be one thing that I, you know, one piece of advice that I would give. And certainly that's independent of whether a client chooses to use our service or not.
Sounds like an interesting topic for a seminar.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? Across different sectors, and you know, some people are skilled in their issue area, but mm-hmm. not necessarily, you know, some have had success in their business because of their issue area, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden now they have to get into accounting.
Right.
You know, how does
yeah.
that work?
Yeah.
But you know, and I read something here. We mentioned earlier that you secured $5 million in financing to expand your services, and we're talking with the president and CEO of Neosystems, Michael Tinsley, and it said your banker said you have historically high growth rates and sustained profitability, and so. You know, probably a lot of people are envious right now. How did you get that money, right, in this economy?
Well, that was, I must say, that was difficult. It is difficult for us, just as it is for any company right now, to secure financing. But the money is out there. What you have to do is just realize that it's going to take you a fair amount of time to find it, to find the right partner who will take the time to understand your particular business, because your particular business may not appeal to, you know, a whole list of banks or lenders that you might deal with. But then hopefully, at least in our case, this was true. You know, eventually we found one that, you know, was really intrigued by what we were doing, saw the potential in our business model, and certainly saw the historical results that we've been able to achieve. So in essence, they believed in us. And so they were willing to provide us with the working capital that we needed to expand our business. So, you know, maintaining the profit is just sound business practices, and every company needs to adhere to those. But finding that money that we needed was really a result of, you know, beating the street, so to speak, mm-hmm. and talking to a number of different people and finding that fit where our company appealed to what that what the lender was looking for.
And it's interesting because that's telling, right, is you've had this record of growth and yet it's still hard, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what, I mean, could you imagine the people who have a great idea but, you know, haven't had the record yet?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, you know, it's definitely affecting a lot of our businesses listening to the show.
Yes, it is.
Michael Tinsley, President and CEO of Neosystems, here with us. Neosystems is located in Vienna, Virginia. How many employees do you have currently?
We have right at 100 employees. We closed out the year last year with actually 99 employees. And we've hired several employees here in the first part of 2009. We are planning to hire approximately another 40 people throughout the course of this coming year.
So you're hiring right now?
Yes, absolutely.
So have you learned how to hire effectively?
Yes, we try our best at that. I mean, it is hard for us to identify people, just as hard as it is for any company. But, you know, we tried to develop an attractive set of fringe benefits. I mentioned earlier the tool sets that we bring to bear. So the employees that we hire are primarily accountants, so they're excited about working with all the tools that they get exposed to within our company. And then we pay a lot of attention to training so that, you know, the employees really get the opportunity, which they might not get working for another company that's not focusing on accounting. You know, they may not get that same opportunity for the degree of training that we provide.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things taken together, I think, have allowed us to be successful at our recruiting effort. And together with the interviewing techniques that we sort of have developed over time so that we can ascertain, you know, whether the people that we're interviewing, you know, have the necessary skill sets.
Excellent. Well, we want to thank you for being on the show, Michael.
Oh,
appreciate
sure.
it.
Absolutely. I enjoyed being here. Thank you.
President and CEO of Neosystems, Michael Tinsley, here with us on The Leader Spot. We'll be back after this with the CEO of Cytomedics here on The Leader Spot.
The Leader Spot with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at theleaderspot.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.